Okay, we're going to start.
Ches Amud Beis.
We're going to start on the bottom of Ches Amud Beis with the Gemara. So we learned in the Mishnah that Mezavlin Ma'ad Rebbe Mikshos Midlos at Rosh Hashanah that you are permitted to fertilize and to hoe for the purpose of promoting the current growth of the mikshos midlos that you have in the field until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara asks, Ma'olach Reshlam, what about doing Charisha? So recall back from the previous Mishnah, we talked about doing Charisha on mikshos, and we had that you could only do Charisha on mikshos it was only according to the Tana Kama if it was Betzirah of 10 with Netiyas. But the Pasha difference is that's talking about where you are plowing to plant new ones during the sixth year. Here we're talking about mikshos that already are here.
Maintenance.
It's maintenance of mikshos that are already. It's plowing for the purpose of preserving what's here. And this is where the Gemara has its question. And on that, the Gemara says, Tni kolzman shat mutter lachrosh ad mutter lezavel ula ader. Im einat mutter lachrosh, einat mutter lo lezavel v'lo ader. So the Gemara brings from a brisa, that the brisa tells me that whenever you're permitted to plow, you're permitted to also to fertilize and to dig in the field. But if you're not permitted to plow, you're not permitted. And we learned in the Mishnah that it's you're allowed to be mezavel and be ma'adar until Rosh Hashanah. So Charisha of current mikshos mudlos is going to be permitted until Rosh Hashanah. Amra b'yosa, umasnisa amra kain. And we have another brisa that says the same thing. Mizavlu nu ma'ad ribi mikshos midlos ad Rosh Hashanah. So it says you could be mizavlu ma'ad ribi mikshos midlos until Rosh Hashanah. V'chein beis hashlachin. And this is from the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah tells us that mizavlu nu ma'ad ribi mikshos midlos ad Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah tells us v'chein beis hashlachin. And the same rule applies to an irrigated field. V'tani Allah, and we have a brisa that's referring to the mission and says Chorshin beis hashlachin at Rosh Hashanah, that you could plow a beis hashlachin until Rosh Hashanah. So what comes out is that putting the two together, that the Mishnah tells us that the beis hashlachin and a beis habal have the same din, and the brisa tells us that the beis hashlachin is you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. So even though the Mishnah doesn't talk about plowing, but because the Mishnah tells us that the Beis HaBaal and the Beis HaShlachin have the same din, and the Brisa tells us that the Beis HaShlachin, you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. So putting two and two together, we can tell you that you would be allowed to plow
in both
until Rosh Hashanah. You know, even the Beis HaBaal, you'd be allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Rabbi Omer Ad lifnei Rosh Hashanah shloisha yamim kedei sheyizra v'yisharish v'yita v'yisharish. So let's look at the Murray folder, what this means. Rebbe says it's 3 days. You don't have until Rosh Hashanah mamish. It's 3 days until Rosh Hashanah that in order that you should be able to plant and take root and replant, transplant and take root. We'll see the Murray folder the way he says Kadeshi Yizra v'yisharish v'yita v'yisharish. So the third line from the top. Kadeshi Yielo Zman Lizara Bo Zeronim. That there's time to plant seeds. V'yashrish HaZera Baretz Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Sha'oz Nira D'mishum Osen HaZeronim Hu D'choresh V'lo Mishum Misakein Sadeh L'shvias. Because at that point, it looks like he's doing it for those Zeronim. That's why he's plowing, And it's not because he's misaken his sadeh for shvius. So he needs to have that much time that he could.
So 3 days before, if it takes root, it's considered shishis?
Well, the Gemara is going to ask on the Metzias of the Inyan, but at this point, yes. Yeah.
This sounds like your Shver's famous Rashash.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
So, we'll give a shout out to Rav Shalom Rosner, who refers to the, in his shir on Daf Tes, he referred to this machlokes between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch. There's a machlokas in being magdir the malacha of Zeraya, that the Rishash says
if you plant
and would take it out after Shabbos, that it would not be over on Zeraya. Kol Zman it hasn't taken root.
Right.
And the Minchas Chinuch says no. Minchas Chinuch says that the malacha is your chelek, your hishtadlus on Shabbos to do Zriya.
Wait, but that case is talking about that it took root and he takes it out after Shabbos.
That was too short.
It didn't take root yet.
It was too short.
Even if it didn't take root, the Minchas Chinuch
said. Here we're talking about that it took root.
So
let's get to the Rashash. You have to explain the Rashash. Right?
So the Rashash is the one that is the Rashash is saying that if it never took root, then you never did the malacha. That's
right. Kind of
so
like
you need 3 days for it to take root. So you pull it out before Tuesday.
So
then you're not over on Yisur Shabbos.
It's kind of like I heard in like a Jewish hospital they use like some kind of disappearing ink.
Yeah.
So when they write, so therefore it's not 24 hours.
Right.
And they're able to transcribe after Shabbos.
Right. So by certain malachas. We're not going to digress too much into Shabbos here, but by certain malachas, it's pashat that like siva that if it's not miskayim, it's not the malacha. But zriya, where the person is not he doesn't plant. He just does what he needs to do. The Rabbanan Shalom does the rest of it.
It would still be a drabanan though, right? If you write with something that doesn't...
Oh, yeah, it's not Miskai, it's
Rabbanan, right. So it's to be Mekel, right, from a Doraisa.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, well,
doctors, right.
All I'm saying is the makam for where the Minchas Chinuch would be coming from is that by Zerea, there's a makam to say that the Torah was only Mechayiv you for the Chelek that you have in Zerea. You don't do the rest of the malacha. That happens on its own.
That's the Rashash. That would be the Minchas Chinuch.
That is right. That's the svar of the Minchas Chinuch. Right.
Right. The Rashash says, no, you put it in. That's it. It would be like Kilayim. The minute that you throw the three Zrayim in, that's it. You're over on Kilayim, right?
Right.
That's classic Kilayim.
Now, yeah, it would be. I just want to come back to Rabbi. So, Rabbi, so what were you? What when you asked the question? What did you want? What did you want to bring out with that?
If I can explain, I think it's Nogea to the Rashash. This sugya over here in the Gemara is similar to that idea that you. It's like you need three. It's not chal immediately. You have to have a 3 day period in order for it to be even nira or to actually accomplish the time frame for planting.
Right. Right.
So this is more like the Rashash that there's a 3 day window in order for it to be chal. You shouldn't need the three-day window. You should use it. It should be chal immediately with 1 day left or 2 days left.
Right. So the only thing here is that l'chara the pshat at least at this point, the pshat in Rebbe is not that it's be'etzem you need the 3 days. Is that really it should be mutter up until it should be that Zriya is really mutter up until Rosh Hashanah. It just has to be nira that he's doing it for we don't want it to look like he's doing it for next year. In other words, really you could say that anything that he's doing for this year technically it could have been mutter even if it didn't take root it would have been mutter. In other words, we could say that even if it wouldn't take root, even if he would do it within 3 days, me ikra din, Rabbi would say that it's mutter. The only reason that he requires 3 days is that it should be so that it should be more nearer that he's doing it for this year's crop. So it could be it's not that it may not be a raya or exact parallel. And they bring the svar over here that, and based on the Murray Folda, that in principle Rebbe agrees that plowing an irrigated field should be mutter until Rosh Hashanah, but he's concerned that plowing might give people the mistaken impression that the field is being prepared for planting during Shvius. But so therefore they required a time frame where it would be clear that he's doing something for this year. But if you'd ask technically, could I plant right now something that's not going to take root? It might be that Mikra Adin would be mutter, which, by the way, just to bring out the point, that itself is a ha'ara, because what happened to the din of Tosefes Shvius on planting, according to some of the Mefarshim, it's from the beginning of the Masechta, it would seem that there's an Isser Tosefes Lamed Yomi Diyoraisa to plant. So, but this would seem like this would not be a problem. So then the Gemara asks.
So what's the pshat kedishi zavi yashrush v'itavi yashrush? What's the v'itavi yashrush again?
The amount of time it would take for something that was already planted to transplant it, to move it, and for it to take root after it's in the new place.
So you're saying it's just a shear of 3 days.
It's a shear of 3 days that makes it that the Gemara is going to ask on the shear, but at this point the Gemara understands that that's the shear that you need to take root. That's where it becomes very clear that he's doing it for this year and not preparing the ground for next year. And then the Gemara comes and the Gemara says, the Elu Osa Shrushim L'Shloshayam, which is a question. But what takes root in 3 days? 3 days is a very short amount of time to take root. So Rebbe Omer, Ad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shlosha Chadoshim, Kedei Sheyizra Orez V'Yashrish V'Yita Orez Kadesh Yizra Orez Viashrish, Vita Orez Viashrish. So it's two changes we're making here, according to this Girsa, that it's 3 months and 3 months for rice. That rice takes 3 months to take root. So therefore, for rice you would need 3 months. But we're only talking about rice. The Gemara is making two changes. That first of all we're talking about rice, and also we're talking about 3 months. Right. Now there's another girsa over here. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa is this girsa is brought yamim, but still talking about rice, that the Gemara would be saying that for rice it's taka 3 days. If he plans on planting rice, then it would be 3 days. But otherwise, it would actually have to be a longer period of time. Rice is very quick. It's 3 days, but if it would be something else, then it would need to be much earlier. Rice happens to be very, very, it takes root very quickly.
What's the Matzias? 3 days or 3 months?
I'm not sure exactly what the Matzias is. According to the 3 months, it would seem that the 3 months could be that's a chumrah that we're saying.
Your father-in-law would Google rice to see how long it would take to grow. See what Google would say.
I hear. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to check into that. What they say the Matzias is, but it could be that if you had the gears of if you go with this gears of 3 months, then rice might be a chumra. I would hear that it would be, and then other things may take root before 3 months. But the gears of days, I would assume that rice is the most calm. You could go up to 3 days.
And maybe it depends on white, brown, rice.
He brings down, I think, in the name of the Rasulo that there's a reason why he switched from vegetables to rice is because vegetables, even if they're just gathered on Shviz, it'll either be svichin or it'll be mamish. Shviz, not svichin, as opposed to rice has, a kula, not like the vegetables. You see it in the footnote?
Yeah, I actually had seen the Rosh Serlio inside. I didn't fully make out what he was, what his job was.
A special din in rice, that rice goes by the year that, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's gathered, I guess, on the Shviz, because it was rooted and whatever, we really have to Google what the processing price is, as opposed to buying it out of a box in the supermarket. No, but that's what he's saying, that there's some kind of a special din in rice as opposed to vegetable. Because vegetables, even if they grow, right, up to Rosh Hashanah, and then you are harvesting them or whatever, however you call the vegetables, you gather them or whatever, on Shviz, it'll be svichin.
But then rice is longer.
Right, but rice.
The rice is there's a reason to be machmir.
Even if you take it in Shviz, because it started in Shishis, there's a special din. That's what I understand. Uh-huh. I don't know why. Anybody know why? Why there's a special din in rice? That's what I understand from the footnote.
Which
note? It says Abba Be'oriz Olchim Achar Shnat Hashrashato.
You have a note, I think, that we don't have. I think the Hebrew.
Yeah. so even if you're harvesting the rice in Shviz, it's still peroshishis, as opposed to vegetables. All the rest of the vegetables, even if they're almost fully grown, and then comes Shviz. And a couple of weeks into Shviz, you harvest them, they're considered Shviz. Or at minimally Svichin.
It's a kula in rice.
That's why maybe the Gemara switched to Orez as opposed to regular vegetables. Right? The Luim and Kishuin and all the rest of the stuff that we were talking about.
You're saying because that's the only thing that you'd be allowed to plant.
And harvested and harvested. Won't be minimally speaking.
Is that only according to Rebbe? Or is that okay? Okay. Well, I have to think about that.
Sorry for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Miyavlin. Now the Gemara is going to go through a different malachas, the Rabbanan and the Mishnah that we allowed until Rosh Hashanah. Miyavlin mavirna se'avoylas, removing warts or blemishes off of the tree. Mefarkin ba'alin. Lightening the load of the leaves on the tree, ma'avkin osim la'avak, placing dust on the tree to cover the exposed areas of the tree.
Blocks out the sun.
The root.
So it doesn't dry out.
Right.
It doesn't get dried out.
The shroshim. Yeah. Ma'ashnim is fumigating the tree, to get the worms out, yeah. Ma'ashnin masninin lo. That it means to smoking out the smoke and fumigating it to get the worms out.
Raid.
This word masninan is a verb, is an Aramaic word, a verb for inserting smoke into it. Okay. Tni mechavnin mitzadidin. Mechavnin law. So you can straighten out the you can take measures to straighten out the tree, and the Rosh Serlio speaks about what that is.
It's growing crooked.
Yes.
You can use ropes to guide it.
Exactly. He says, "Kishenatia kuma, the natia is crooked. Miyashra is a koshal mechavon. You tie it to ropes. Eitz av etzla yashar acheola hasrapo yashar v'nisharis kain. That you straighten it out using these ropes. That you connect it to an eitz av to get it straight. And then mitzadadin is the other direction." Is you want it to be slanted for the shade, so then you can bend it over. Chavraya Amri Osula Dikrin. It means he stakes into the ground to anchor the branch,
right.
So that and then it grows at an angle, so that and he does it for. The Rosh Hashanah, he says he's doing it for the shade. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tolu Evan, that he could hang a stone from the branch to get it to become crooked to that it should hang over and not be straight. Okay, Tani Mevatrin Umishamtin, so you can remove and release. It's talking about branches. Okay. Branches or leaves. Kaini masnisa mevatrin bigfanim or mishamtim bikonim. So you are allowed to remove the grapevine, and you can release the reeds. That this is even during the Shemitah year. It's going to be mutter.
Oh, it's gonna kill it?
Yes, because if there's if it's too concentrated, it could actually ruin the growth of the tree. Okay. Makom shenagul levatir l'shamit koydim l'chag mevatrin mishamtin koydim l'chag. This is on Shemitah itself. In a place where the minhag was to remove and release these things, these branches before Sukkot. You're allowed mishamtin koydim l'chag, but if the minhag was to do a la'achar chag, then you could do it after the chag. I also thought it's chag. Interestingly, the Rosh Serlio says the kaboy l'sukach beso. They would use it for their house. Now, it happens to be that the time of when we take these materials for a sukkah. For a sukkah would also be, it seemed like, the opportune time that we did all back then, that what their houses were made of out of, so that they would use it for their house. And then the point is that it's not Nero that he's doing it for Avodas Ha'ilon. He's doing it because he needs these things. He needs the materials. But it all depends on what the minhag is. Because and like we've seen throughout the Masechta, that it would this should make an afkamina, because the appearance is what's significant. So it depends whether it looks like he's of if that was a minig that they would take these things off the tree, so then it doesn't look like he's doing a voida. It looks like he needs it, but otherwise it would be a problem. Reb Shimon Oimer Bovad Minabika Ulamaila, the Rashirlo has a girsa minapkak ulamaila, that it's from the lowermost knot of the tree and higher. But not below that. I don't know the Metzias exactly where that is, but apparently if it's below that point, then it has more of an appearance. Like he's doing it as for avoda, for the doing avoda on the tree, that would be trying to promote the growth of the tree, and that is not permitted. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Yishaya, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina b'shem Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Hoshea, noitel es ha-kvutzin ima. He could take the kvutzin together with it. That when he's taking these branches, he's allowed to take the shrushim. The Rashi says the mashi is kabbisim the time lo tzarka kabayelahu. That the way the Rashi Cyril says it is that anything that comes along with them, he'd be allowed to take. Because we would assume that he needs that also. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky says something similar. He's noitel as kivutzim imo as anofim, the branches nimshachim im zeshe choscho, with those things that he cut, he's allowed to take. No til imo ve'eno choshesh. Which I understood that meant that even necessarily he doesn't need it, but once he had a heter, he doesn't have, to take some of the branches off. He doesn't have to. He's allowed to take whatever comes off at the same time. So, he'd be allowed to take whatever came off as he cut it. Okay. Back to the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Omer Af Noitel Hu Es Ha'olam Min HaEshkol B'Shvias. He could take leaves out of the off the cluster B'Shvias. The Gemara asks Mechalfa Shitasid Reb Shimon. So we have an inconsistent sheet in Reb Shimon. Tanina Tamon. So we have a Mishnah later Mimar Sinesa Orez B'Shvias that you're allowed to stir the rice. It's called the rice paddy where the rice grows during Shvias. Divrei Reb Shimon. Avaloi Mechaskin. But you can't, you're not allowed to trim the rice plants. But here he says that you are allowed to take the olam in a eshkol so that taking the extra leaves is allowed. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, shanyu hacha shu kematzil min adleika, that when it comes to leaves, that's like matzil min adleika. It's like saving from a fire. Like you could do anything, you could do anything to
it's
a tree
to
prevent
on damage.
To prevent
it's
damage.
To improve it. Where the rice, it's improving it.
Right. So the rule is that on Shemitah, you're not allowed to do anything to promote growth, but you are allowed to do malachas that preserve the tree. And the Gemara is saying the Metzias is different here when it comes to leaves. That when it comes to leaves, you'd be allowed to remove the excess leaves because that's preservation. But when it comes to rice, so that would be actually promoting growth, and therefore would not be permitted. Okay. Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, Taman Taninan. So there, which is a later Mishnah later in the Masechta, HaMisakel es Sadeu notil es olyonos umaniach es hanogos ba'aretz. This is talking about on Shemitah itself. The Mishnah tells us, if you remove stones, you could take the upper ones, you're allowed to remove those, but you have to leave the ones that are touching the ground. The ka'at amar hachin, but here you're saying that once Shemitah comes, you're not allowed to touch the stones because the Mishnah is only talking about what you're allowed to do until Rosh Hashanah, Misaklin. It's mashma that once Shemitah comes, you can't touch the stones. So the Gemara says, amar Rabbi Yoina, kan betolush, kan b'mechubar. And the Rashilio will read it here on the right side. Masdisin bavonim hamuchu barois. Our Mishnah is talking about where it's mechubar tchuvois bakarka. They're stuck into the karka. Kevon b'tilasan mezes afar. When you take them, you are actually moving dirt around. That's a chash of ikam ishum charish b'shvias. That's a problem. Ulahachi lo sharinan elad Rosh Hashanah. So that therefore it's only mutter until Rosh Hashanah. And you wouldn't be even allowed to take the top stones because there would be, because that's the stira the Gemara is saying. But even in the top stones, you wouldn't even be allowed to touch the top stones on Shvias because they're tchuvas bekarka. Umas nisin diidach pirkin the tanei nolos halyonis. You're allowed to take the top ones bitzlushais. They're not stuck in the ground. Mashma vafil hachi loy sharina hanoiges baaretz mishamarasayin. Oh, so what's the problem? So why you should be able to take the bottom ones too if they're not stuck in the ground. That's an issue of marasign. It looks like it's stuck to the ground. It looks like you're being toileshit. Okay. So we had at the end of the Mishnah, we said three different shitas for what would seem to be three different shitas for Mekarsimin, Mizardin, Umefaslin, which is pruning and trimming and removing decayed branches. That we had that the Tanakhama says until Rosh Hashanah, Reb Shomer, that it sounds like it's mutter the entire Shemitah, and Reb Shimon says that it's going to be usher after Shavuos. Call that Kolzman Shen Rishai B'Avodas Ha'ilan and Rishai B'Psulo, that it would be usher after Shavuos. So it sounds like three Shitas. So the Gemara says, Amrav Yosi Avinan Savrin Meimar Reb Shimon K'Reb Yeshua B'Kirsum. That we thought that when that Reb Shimon was only arguing by Pisul, Reb Shimon only mentions Pisul in the Mishnah. He's not talking about Kirsum. He's not talking about pruning. So the Gemara says Reb Shimon B'Kirsum to even train Tanoim. There are two Tanoim. Misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, Mikarsim Nazadim Rafaslan ad Rosh Hashanah, Karabon. That's the Tanakam. Reb Shuamir Kiziru Psulo Shel Hamishit Sakhain Shel Shishas. And all these malachas are going to be mutter the entire Shemitah year. And Reb Shimon would only be arguing about Pisol, but about Kirsum and Mizardin. About pruning and trimming, and that he would agree. So the Gemara says, "No, havitlasa tanoim inun." There are actually three tanoim: meksaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, mekarsim mizarin and faslin ad Rosh Hashanah karabon. That's Rabban Shita. Rabbi Shoy mer kizirud upibisulo shel chamishas chen shel shishas. Afilu yoyser mikan. That even yoyser mikan, even after Rosh Hashanah, meaning it's mutter, even during the entire Shemitah year, and Reb Shimon Oimer calls Manchin Rishai Bavodas Ilan, Rishai Bibisulo, and Reb Shimon says about all these malachas that all these malachas become usher after Shavuos. They're only mutter as long as you were allowed to do Avodas Ilan, are you allowed to do these malachas and not just Pisul. Now, it's not so clear in the Gemara what changed from the Havi to the Maskana. The Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara thought that it wasn't Mukhrach that Reb Shimon argued by the other Malachas, and the Gemara is saying that he did. There were three Shitas in the Mishnah for all these Malachas. The Mefarshim discussed this. Didn't really have time to work out the different Mahalchim over here. But so there's something...
We posted like Rabbi Yeshua?
Who we Paskin like?
Yeah. Because I thought anything that's for the survival of the survival of the tree, you're allowed to do even on trees.
I think we paskin like the Tanakhama.
We paskin like Tanakhama. Yeah. It's only until Rosh Hashanah.
We paskin like we paskin like the Tanakhama.
Wait, didn't we say that you're allowed to take out the